Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you see that there's a book coming out that Seth Wickersham wrote?
Oh, buddy.
I tell you what, if Seth Wickersham comes calling, I might just not answer that phone. If I am, and he's an unbelievable journalist.
He's
and
really
reporter.
Good. Yeah, he's such a good writer.
But boy, if everything he writes doesn't become bombshells. I mean, he is a stud in that way. But the reporting is that via the book that he's writing that's about to drop, Caleb Williams sought his way around going to the Chicago Bears. Remember all the reports last year? That came out.
Oh, yeah.
Caleb Williams and his dad didn't want to go to Chicago, and they're trying to reinvent the draft, and they don't want to be a part of the draft process. And everyone just kind of yelled at the media, said they made everything up. That wasn't true. Caleb went to the Bears. No issues here. Remember all that?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, there was actually some agitating. So this is from an ESPN excerpt of the book that's coming out. Quarterback Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Chicago Bears last year that he and his family weighed blowing up the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's CBA while considering signing with the United Football League. Details from a forthcoming book reveal. Quote, Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die. Well, Carl Williams, Caleb's father, told Seth Wickersham, author of American Kings. It's a biography of the quarterback. He told him this in the months leading up to the draft, that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die, and he didn't want his son to play there. I'll continue to read here. Again, this is excerpt, ESPN.com. I need to go to the Vikings, Caleb Williams told his father before the draft last year. Let's do it, his father replied. But both Caleb and his dad, Carl, knew that a trade to a division rival was extremely unlikely. There is no chance the Bears were given the number one pick to the Minnesota Vikings.
No, you kidding?
Bears GM Ryan Poles stood firm, telling Williams, we're drafting you no matter what you say. You can't do anything to make us not draft you, just so you know. That left one option, to publicly attack the Bears and the city of Chicago, hoping that it would make the situation so untenable, similar to Jack and John Elway back in the 80s in 1983, that they would pass on him. The Williamses decided not to do that. Quote, he's worried about me taking bullets, Carl Williams told Wickersham of his son. I don't care. I just don't agree with this S, you know? I'm more interested in making sure that he can do what he wants to do. Caleb was concerned, correctly, that if they did try to make the Bears not want them by agitating publicly, and then they still drafted him, that it would make a bad situation even worse. But I love the idea that he's referring to it to going to Chicago, which has happened, as a bad situation. In the end, Caleb Williams told Wickersham, I wasn't ready to nuke the city. Well, that's nice.
Holy hell.
I want to know what the reaction in Chicago is to this. He's played one season, not a particularly good season. Their offensive coordinator summarily got fired. Their head coach has already been dismissed. They went and got one of the great offensive minds in the league, Ben Johnson alert. He's the new head coach in Chicago, responsible for getting the best out of Caleb Williams. And maybe because of that, he's happier to be there. I'm quite sure that he is. Plus, you built some bonds in the locker room. You got buddies, whatever. But if this doesn't tell you everything you need to know, number one, all of the swirling stuff about Caleb Williams last year that everybody was so dismissive of after the draft, send your apologies to wherever you need to, because you were wrong and they were right. That's number one. And number two,
baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
My goodness.
Oh, buddy.
The Bears have themselves a bit of a sticky wicket, a little fire to put out here in the offseason.
See, and here's the thing. He's not wrong talking about Caleb Williams.
Nope.
He saw that from a mile away. this is where quarterbacks go to die. By the way, what a line. Because they haven't had, they've been on the same search that we have. They've been on the same odyssey that we have for decades.
Well, you saw the line that everybody, you know, used the same unfunny joke. I think 800 people tweeted, Chicago got a Pope before a 4,000-yard quarterback. They have not had a 4,000-yard quarterback in their history.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, who everybody hated here for some reason, did that getting out of bed the first time he ever started. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be something in your entire history that you can't do.
There's a handful of franchises that have had this perennial, it never works for us. We are always super desperate, and nothing ever good can happen. Washington was one, Cleveland, Detroit to a degree, and Chicago. That's kind of your group, and there's a reason they've always been down at the bottom for the most part, the occasional flare-up of goodness over, you know, several decades. So he looks at the situation where a lame duck head coach that's on the firing line already, a bad offensive coordinator that should never have been hired. He's dead right about that situation. Chicago's right that, sorry, dude, you're the difference maker. We're taking you no matter what. You can tap dance and try to duck and dodge and dodge and dip and dodge. We got the rights. We own it. You're the number one pick, and you're coming here. You're going to be the catalyst for the change.
But you can just see it. So they start with, we're going to change the draft forever. We're not allowing this. Let's hire lawyers. That doesn't go anywhere.
Woo-hoo.
So then they go, let's send you to the United Football League to play for Arlington.
Be a St. Louis Battle
DC Hawk. Defenders, Caleb Williams. And he goes, well, maybe that's not the best idea, Dad. He goes, okay, fine. Cooler heads prevail. So then they decide, Danny, you know what we're going to do? In his words, not mine, we're going to nuke Chicago. We're going to say all the terrible things that we can, all the awful things that we can come up with about the Bears, and they won't take us. And Caleb Williams says, but Pops, what if we say all that stuff about the Bears and they still draft me? And then everybody there hates my guts. And I've got to go play while I'm being booed constantly as a rookie because I've just run down the Italian sausage sandwich. What's the Chicago sandwich?
The Italian beef sandwich.
Italian beef sandwich.
Deep dish pizza sucks.
You know what the worst building in America is? The Sears Tower. You know what pizza I hate? Giordano's. I mean, he was just going to cut a promo like a heel wrestler.
The Green River on St. Patty's Day is lame.
But can you imagine doing all that? And then they still go, we're taking you. Sorry about your luck. Unbelievable.
The whole thing is a saga.
I imagine because this stuff coming out in this book is a year old, basically, that now you let bygones be bygones. But I'm sure there are going to be fans that are annoyed by this. There are going to be fans whose feathers are ruffled. I wonder what the consensus reaction will be in Chicago.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, God, I need to lose weight. I don't look very good. And then someone waddles in and goes, God, you're fat. Like, I don't love that you said it. All the fans think that about the Chicago Bears. They all think it, that Waldron was dumb, that shouldn't have been there. They all think that the old head coach, Joe Blanket, on. Who's
Matt Eberflus?
Eberflus, thank you. That Eberflus shouldn't have been the head guy. They're all thinking that we've never had a good quarterback forever. No matter how hard we've tried, it's never worked out. And this is the place the quarterbacks go to die. They know all the bad stuff about their own team.
But
they're
aware
of it.
Say that,
but you don't say it yet. You don't get to do it yet. And that's all it is. That to me is how it would go. So they'll be like, he's right, but please don't say that. Please come in here and be a competitor, be a difference maker. Please don't try to nuke the entire draft process because you don't want to go play in Chicago like Elway did to the Colts back in the day.
I would imagine that all that has to happen to let the dust settle on this is he just has to play well. And last year he flashed. There were certainly moments.
Those are the great moments.
He's so talented. I mean, the skill set, when you're talking about arm strength, athleticism, mobility, play extension, it's all there. The faders are turned up above average on almost every single trade.
Now, I mean, we saw it firsthand. Not the first 45 minutes or so, but all of a sudden that fourth quarter when it was playmaking time, they couldn't stop that guy.
Well, the first 45 minutes were a shebangus of epic proportion. I mean, that he was awful, I thought, in stretches of that game.
Agreed.
Against the Commanders at home. But last year, you look at the numbers, they're not terrible.
Just a pretty decent little rookie season.
And this isn't the best way to do it with just the counting stats, but 20 touchdowns. 6 picks, 3,500 yards in 17 games. You can do a lot worse than that.
Yeah, we've seen that.
And I think it was a terrible coaching situation. You alluded to this a minute ago, what Bears fans may have thought. But for me, I thought the Waldron hire was not very good with Eberflus as a lame duck, like paired together those two. But Eberflus as a guy that shouldn't have kept his job. He like got a new haircut and then a little bit of a makeover, and they're like, actually, we like this version of you better. We'll give you one more run at this thing. They have since fired those guys, and I would go as far as to say if he can't make it work with Ben Johnson, then he's not going to make it work. So I now love the coaching situation for him. We overrated maybe the situation around him from a playing standpoint last year, because I remember saying he's hooked, he's lucky, he's got a better situation than Jaden or anybody else. And the fact is the O-line was not as good as I thought it was going to be. They were terrible.
Yep.
But they fixed that. They've got new starting guards at both guard spots and a center. They've reworked all 60% of the interior of the offensive line. So I love that. Plus the weaponry with old Keenan Allen and Adunze wasn't quite as quick to develop as I thought. It just wasn't what I anticipated it being. However, fast forward here. Now that you got Ben Johnson, I think you got a chance to make some sweet music pretty quickly.
Here. Everything will be better. There's more speed. There's more design. There's more, taking advantage of certain things. Just sort of felt like the offense for most of the time you'd watch them is, all right, Caleb, good luck, buddy. Go make something happen. I mean, he had almost 500 yards rushing, too, as a rookie. He doesn't really love to run the football. He scrambles to pass. But, again, a really talented player with a huge amount of upside. So, you're right. Now's the time here to put up or shut up. But this book coming out doesn't sound like it's going to make it any easier.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.